今天很高兴看见大家。
Let's just ask the Lord's help today.
我们今天先做一个开始的感恩的祷告。
Oh Lord, you are the Lord of your word.
主啊，您是满有话语的神。
And the words that have come out of your mouth have created heavens and the earth.
那从你口中所出的话创造了天与地。
And by that same word, you established the heavens and earth.
也同样的话语，您建立了我们的所在的天地。
Lord, we thank you for the great promises that are made through your Son, the Lord Jesus.
也借着您的圣子主耶稣，您给出了那伟大的应许。
He who was the incarnate Word.
他是那一位道成肉身的话语。
You've spoken through him to us.
您借着他向我们说话。
But Lord, we only can understand this great revelation by your Spirit.
主啊，我们也只能借着您的圣灵才能明白这很好的启示。
Human understanding cannot grasp this truth.
因为人的理解不能够明白这真理。
And so, Lord, we need spiritual understanding.
所以我们今天需要属灵的理解。
And so we pray by your Holy Spirit that you would reveal your Son to us today.
主啊，我们的祷告是今天借着您的圣灵，您能把您的圣子启示给我们。
And all that he is and all that he has done.
他自己是什么样的，以及他所做的一切事启示给我们。
And so Father, we pray to help each one today to listen to your voice. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
求您今天带领我每一个人都能听您的话，明白您的话，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, let's turn to John chapter 10.
好，我们翻开圣经的约翰福音的十章。约翰福音十章。
I'd like to read verses 22 to 30.
22到三十节。
Maybe what we'll do is we'll have Lon, would you read those verses rather than read around the table?
Okay.
Just read those,
okay.
those verses for us in Mandarin, if you don't mind.
那我帮大家读二十二节到三十节十章，我们就不一节一节读啊。那然后长老会继续解。在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候，耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。我的羊听我的声音，也认识我，也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
Amen. So here we have again a great passage on the eternal security of the believer.
所以这里这一大段是一个特别美的一段，在讲永恒的确据就是得救的确据。
This passage has been a great comfort to many.
这一段呢，是对很多人是一个很大的安慰。
Sometimes people worry about their salvation.
因为有的时候人在得救以后会很担心他失去这救恩。
They think that perhaps they can lose their salvation.
因为他们觉得，哎呀，可能我有的时候会就丢了这救恩。
And that somehow God's salvation depends upon their holding on to it.
所以他会觉得呢，神的救恩会取决于他是有多紧的抓住神。
The real picture here is that God's hand is more powerful than anything in the universe.
所以真正的真理在这里告诉我们了，神的手啊是比全地一切的力都要大的。
And so we want to take a look at this section today. It's a follow-up from our previous two Wednesdays. Where we looked at some other features of eternal security.
所以这个是我们已经第三次来讲到这一大段关于永恒的确据的内容了。我们今天还会再加一点内容。
And so, Just a review of what we have done before.
我们做一个小的回顾，就是我们前面两次讲的内容。
We saw that our faith depends upon the word of God.
那我们知道呢，我们的信心哈是基于神的功的。
Our eternal security, to put it another way, our eternal security is based upon God's promises.
所以我们永恒的救恩是基于神的应许。
Now, and we are looking at the fourth of four points today.
所以今天我们会讲四个点当中的最后一个点，第四个点。
And all these four points depend upon the word of God.
那这四个点都基于神的话。
His promises to
他的应许，给我们的应许。
Remember that God cannot lie.
你要记得神是不可能撒谎的。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.
耶稣说我是道路真理，我是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is called, another name for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
圣灵呢，有的时候在另外的地方，圣经另外的地方被称为真理的灵。
So all the words of God are true.
所以神的话都是真理。
Therefore we can rest upon that.
所以我们就能够在这个话语上得安息。
The very first promise that we can rest upon is the fact that salvation, our salvation depends upon 100% upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一呢，就是我们的救恩呢，是完全100%基于神做成的功的。
We cannot add to it.
我们不能往上加东西。
And there's nothing we can do to take away from the work that was finished.
我们也不能减少，不能从当中拿走什么。
And God gave His approval of the sacrifice of Christ by raising Him from the dead.
所以神悦纳了耶稣所献的赎罪祭。我们怎么知道呢？因为他让耶稣从死里复活了，说明这做成了。
So, we're justified in putting our faith in the Lord Jesus because of the resurrection.
所以我们是借着我们把信心放在耶稣基督的死而复活上，来得称义的。
So. Our eternal salvation rests upon the perfect sacrifice, the one offering that was made there on Calvary.
所以我们永恒的确据呢，首先建立在那一次献上、永远献上的主耶稣基督完美的赎罪祭上。
And that salvation isn't just our understanding of it.
所以这样的救恩呢，并不是说我们能理解成什么样。
Because it says, By one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
所以他说，他借着一次献祭哈，他就使一切人都得以信靠他的人都得以完全了。
That is, in God's purposes, by putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are perfected for all eternity.
所以这是神的旨意。我们把信心放在耶稣基督的救恩上，在神眼里呢，我们在永恒里就是洁净，就是完美的。
That is in God's eyes.
这是在神的眼里。
In our own eyes, it's something entirely different.
但是在我们的眼里呢，事情好像是不太一样。
We recognize how weak we are, how our faith wavers at times. We see the sin that's still in us, and we wonder sometimes if we'll ever make it to heaven.
所以当我们看自己的时候，我们会发现，哎，我们很软弱，我们还经常会犯罪，经常会摇摆，我们很快就会怀疑，是不是我这个样子能去天堂吗？
But that brings us to the second point.
所以这就会带给我们第二个点。
And the second point is that the Holy Spirit is working in the believer and will accomplish what God's purposes are.
那就是圣灵在每一个人里面做工，也会完成神所在每个人身上的旨意。
So in the first point, it's He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
所以第一个点呢是神使一切信靠他的人呢在永恒里已经洁净了，已经完全了。
God lives in eternity, and His perspective is eternal.
所以他住在永恒里，所以他对我们的看见也是永恒的。
And already in eternity, you and I are perfect in Christ.
所以当我们信的那一刻呢，在永恒里，我们就已经是完全，没有没有罪了。
But in time,
但是在时间里
we are going through our struggles.
我们还会经历我们的挣扎了。
And battles.
征战。
We have an enemy within the old nature.
我们的老我还是我们里面很大的敌人呢，会跟我们征战。
We have an enemy without the devil, the adversary of God.
那同时呢，在我们外面呢，还有一个试探我们的魔鬼啊，就是撒旦。
But between here.In time and our perfection in eternity, God has sent His Spirit into our hearts.
所以在我们还没有见主面之前的这一段的时间和空间里，神会差圣灵给我们来带领我们。
And so we looked at Philippians chapter 1, verse
腓立比书的一章
verse 6, I believe. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.We just review that before we go on.
我们稍微做一个回顾，在我们继续往前进之前，腓立比书一章六节。
And Paul is speaking to the Philippians, and he says this, being confident of this, he was confident in God that he, that is God, the Holy Spirit.Who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们里面动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So he was confident that anything God begins, he will finish.
所以他很有信心，只要神的圣灵开始的功啊，他总能完成。
God always completes what he starts.
所以神总是能完成他开始了的。
And so, no matter what situation you may find yourself in,
所以不管你发现你自己在一个什么样的环境里，
if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ,
只要你信靠耶稣基督，
He's going to bring you home safely.
他总是能把你安全的带回家。
So that's the second point.
这是第二个点。
Another point that is based upon the Word of God.
那第三个点也是基于神的话是什么呢？
Is that when we trust the Lord Jesus.We become a brand new creation.
所以当我们信靠耶稣以后呢，我们会成为一个新造的人。
And we looked at the fact that the first creation was complete and perfect. The material, the first creation.
所以我们也知道呢，在事实，在亚当被造的时候呢，它是完全，它是无瑕疵的。
And now we are the first fruits of the new creation.
那我们呢是我们是圣灵初结的果子了，就是一个新造的人里面初结的果子。
This new creation, it's based upon the fact that there is a new covenant.
这个新造的人呢，是基于一个新约哈，我们跟神之间。
Whereby we have been brought into a new relationship with God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们是借着主耶稣基督的血呢，在新约里和神建立了一个新的关系。
And we are a brand new creation.
所以我们是一个新，全然新造的一个人。
And the old creation, we were in Adam.
那在旧造的人里面，我们是属亚当的。
Adam sinned and died.
亚当犯罪了，也死了。
And we read in the New Testament in Romans that in Adam all die.
所以在罗马书里面呢，在亚当里，罗马书说呢，亚当里我人都死了。
But in Christ all shall be made alive.
那在基督里呢，我们都会得着新生命。
So we're part of a new creation, and we are given a new position.
所以我们是新造的人啊，所以我们会有个新的地位。
We've been taken out of Adam and we've been put into Christ.
所以我们是从亚当里被带出来啊，放在基督里。
And so we're part of that new creation that is began at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个新造的人的一开始啊，是从哪里呢？就是从耶稣基督的复活开始。我们所有的人都是在里面。
He died once for sin.But death has no more claim upon him. There's nothing. His work is finished, and our new creation is complete.
所以他的功在十字架上已经做成了。所以我们呢， 在他复活的那一刻呢，其实我们都在他里面。
2 Corinthians chapter 5:17。
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians 5:17。
五章的十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And then just the first part of the next verse.
我们来看下一节的前半段。
All this is from God who reconciled us to himself.
一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
And so it very plainly says that we are a brand new creation. The old has gone.
所以这里告诉我们呢，我们是一个新造的人啊，旧的已经过去了。
Well, let's stop and consider that for a minute.
那我们停下来想一想这个事实。
If you think that you can lose your creation or lose your salvation.Where do you think you're going to go?
如果你假设你这么想，你能失掉你的救恩呢？那你想你会去哪里呢？
Because if the old has gone,
因为旧的已经没了，
that means it's no more.
就是没了嘛。
Are you going to stay what we call in limbo? Or is there some place in the universe that a non-entity can go?
那你能去哪呢？ Yeah, 就是你去一个。就是虚空的地方吗？就是你不能解释的地方吗？就是你总是你的旧造的也没了，那你新造如果也能失去，那你成什么了呢？
Notice what that there's a condition there in that verse.
所以你看一下这节经文的这个
条件。If
他说如果哈
，If anyone is in Christ，
他说只要啊
，They're a new creation。
任何人是在基督里，他就是新造的。
The old is gone。
旧造的已经过去了。
If on the other hand, if anyone is not in the new creation, they're still in the old creation.
或者反过来说呢，那如果任何人他不在新造的人里面，那他就还在旧造的人里面。你总是会有一个选择的。
There's no in-between world.
所以这两个当中呢，是没有一个中间地带的。
You're either in Christ or you're not in Christ.
你或者在基督里，或者不在基督里，就还在老亚当里面。
So if you're in Christ, you are.A brand new creation.
所以你在基督里，你就是个新造的人。
You say, "Well, I don't feel like a new creation."
你会说，哎呀，我感觉我不像。
Yesterday, I did a little bit. Today, I don't feel so much.
你说昨天呢，我感觉还有点像啊。今天我早晨起来，我就觉得我不太像这个新造的人。
Well, don't worry, you're not your own creation.
对，所以你要知道呢，不是你在造啊。
You're God's creation.
你是神的被造。
And He's working in you.
他在你里面做工，所以不是你的感觉。
And he will complete that new creation.
所以他总是会完成这工的。
Just like he finished the creation of the world.
就像他完成了这全地的创造一样。
It took 6 days for God to create the world, didn't it?
神花了六天啊，创造。
He could have brought it all into like that in one.Moment of time, he could have brought everything, but he didn't. There was a process.
对他其实完全可以一瞬间把这做完，但是呢，他没有，他用时间来演进这件过程。
The first thing he does is he brings light into the creation.
第一件先做的是先给有了光。
And then he brings order into the creation. He forms things.
接着呢，他啊。给了这个地上顺序啊次序，然后他造一个来造。
And then he populates it. He makes it to multiply and brings blessing on the earth and fills the earth.
造完了一个以后呢，他就让他们生养众多啊，让全地充满了这不同的种类。
So everything that God does, he finishes them.
所以神做的一切，他最终他都能完成。
After 6 days, he completed his work.
六天之后呢，他就做完了。
And he said, "That's good."
他看为美好。
What I've made is very good.
对，在神眼里。
And so what God says about the Christian, if anyone is in Christ, they are a brand new creation.
所以神说呢，只要一切是在基督里的，都是新造的。
God is working in your life.
神在你的生命里做工。
And like Paul says to the Philippians, I'm confident that he that has begun a work in you is going to complete it.
就像神在保罗在腓立比书说的。
Now,
我深信在你里面动了善工的必完成这工。
And so, we want to look at this at the fourth.
好，今天我们来看第四个点。
Based upon
the word of God. 这也是基于神的话。
Based upon the portion we read this morning in John chapter 10.
也基于十章我们刚才读过的这一大段。
And this is the truth that the believer has everlasting life in the present, right now. The truth that we have, that life, that everlasting life, we have it in the present. It's not something we're getting in the future.
Yeah, it starts when we get born again.
Yeah,
eternal life.
We have eternal life.
就是我们的永生啊，是从今天开始，就信的那刻开始。
Now, before we get into this, I'm going to just ask Brother, if you have anything that you want to say up to this point or not, or of that review.
I'll just say one thing, actually. You know, the Word of God from the beginning to the end, the author is the same. But over and over and over and over again, the message is the same. And Paul is telling us here in Corinthians, and John tells us in the first chapter, he says that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the right to become sons of God. Okay.
Yeah. 所以你会看见整个圣经里呢，它反反复复主题的信息都是一样的。那比方说呢，在约翰福音的一章，耶稣说他来到自己的地方，自己地方却不接受他。对于一凡接受他的，他就赐给他们名做神的儿女了。
So once we're adopted into the family of God, God has brought us in to be sons and daughters and children of God. That ship, sonship or childship, will never be taken away.
所以一旦我们被神的家所接受，我们在神的家重生了，这样的一个关系就不会再被改变了。
Once we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, that's when our eternal life starts, and it doesn't end. We'll go to heaven to be with Christ.And we will forever be with him in his presence.
所以我们一旦开始了和神的这层关系呢，它就会一直存续到永远了，就不会再改变。
See, one thing I remember Harold was saying, you know, is when we go to heaven, like we're thinking with our natural mind right now, our brains that we, you know, that we have, they're infected right now. And they're not really thinking right the way it should be, the way God designed us to think.But you know, in heaven, our brains and our minds will be perfect. And we will desire the things that God wants us to desire. So it won't be like it's unfair, you know, we get to heaven and we say, God, I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. No, we won't. We will enjoy that life that he's given us, and it'll be a perfect life. It'll be a life that we love, because we love him.
所以我们今天在地上的身体啊，尤其我们的头脑，其实是旧造的我们那个老我的那个身体了，所以它是不完全的啊。所以我们到天上去以后呢，神会给我们一个新的身体、新的头脑，所以我们是不能想象我们在天上的生活，不能用现在这个头脑来想象在天上的生活。但我们知道呢，一定是让我们能够很享受很快乐的。
So now we're going to look at then this great truth.
我们来看一下这个真理。
That when you're born of God's Spirit, you actually have eternal life right now in the present.
所以就当你在神的圣灵里重生，你信的那一刻开始呢，一个新的生命就开始了。这就意味着呢，这个生命新造的生命就是永恒的。所以永世是从今生开始的。
Because that life is the life of Christ.
因为这个生命是从基督里出来的。
And he is the eternal son.
他是那永恒的圣子。
So it's another reason why the believer can never be lost.
这就为什么一个得救的人不会被失掉。
Now we'll look at some objections to this as we go along.
所以我们会看一些对这个观点反对的意见。
But first we'll establish what the Lord Jesus actually taught.
然后首先我们要先看耶稣是怎么讲的。
Now it says here in verse 24.
这里二十四节说。
The Jews gathered around.
犹太人围着他。
And they asked him a question.
他们问他个问题。
It was a very foolish question in my mind.
这是一个在我眼里是非常愚蠢的一个问题。
Because they had already determined that they were going to kill him.
因为他们已经决定了要杀耶稣，这个问题也没有意义。
But they asked him the question, we're in suspense. We don't know whether you're the Messiah or not. Tell us plainly.
所以他们就问他呢，哎呀，你到底是不是基督啊？你要告诉我，明白的告诉我。
Now the Lord Jesus never came, and said to anyone, "I am the Messiah."
耶稣没有明白的来哈，对任何人说，哎，我就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
Although the woman of Samaria at the well, she said, "I know that when Messiah comes, he's going to teach us all things."And he said to her, "The one that speaks to you is him."
有一次哈，就撒玛利亚妇人在井边，撒玛利亚妇人说呢，哎，我知道有一位啊要来，就是弥赛亚要来哈。然后耶稣说，与你说话的就是他。
Now, the Lord Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah only that one time.
耶稣呢，很明白的在。人面前显明他就是弥赛亚，就能找到的例子啊，就这一次。
And strangely to a woman.
很奇怪的呢，是对一个妇人。
Not only that, but a woman of Samaria. She wasn't even a Jew.
她甚至不是一个犹太人，是对一个撒玛利亚的妇人显明。
But the Samaritans did have some dim hope about a coming Messiah.
所以撒玛利亚人呢，也对要来的弥赛亚会有一点点盼望。
Now you notice he never made any miracles.For that woman.
在这里呢，耶稣在撒玛利亚妇人那段没有行任何神迹。
He just gave her the word and she believed.
他只是把话语给她，她就信了。
Now these Jews,
这些犹太人呢，
they had the word of God.
他们有神的话。
They had the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah that said that he would come and what he would do in the miracles and so on.They knew that.
所以他们也知道，弥赛亚要来，他们有整个旧约的预言，他们有整个旧约的内容都指向了，所以他们属灵知识很丰富。
He was not going to proclaim himself as Messiah.
所以耶稣不会就这么宣称他是弥赛亚。
His purpose was to glorify his Father.
他的目的总是要荣耀父神的名。
And when he came, he did that, didn't he?
他来已经做了，对不对？
And what was the proof of his messiahship that he showed to those Jews?
那他怎么样显明给这些犹太人他的弥赛亚的身份的真实呢？
That they should have recognized.
他们本来应该能认出来的。
And that was the works of the Father that came through the Lord Jesus, those miracles.
所以这就是父神啊，借着耶稣行出来的那些神迹啊，在旧约里已经预言了的。这就能证明耶稣就是旧约预言那一位。
So he answers the question of the Jews. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
所以他说呢，那些犹太人说呢，你要让我们犹疑不定到几时啊？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我。
Now the word Christ means the Anointed One or the Messiah.
基督就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚的意思，基督的意思就是受膏者。
The Christ is, that's the Christos, that's Greek, Messiah is Hebrew.
所以基督这个词 Christ, 它是原文是这个希腊文啊，但是呢弥赛亚这个词原文是希伯来文，所以它是两种语言讲一个意思。
And so it means pretty much the same thing.
所以几乎它就是一样的意思，就是不同的语言。
So Jesus answers them.
所以耶稣呢就回答了他们。
I did tell you.
他说呢，我已经告诉你们了。
Well, when did he tell them?
他什么时候讲的呢？
He never told them in so many words, did he?
他没有用直白的话讲过，对不对？
He didn't say, I'm the Messiah.
他没有公开说我就是弥赛亚。
But he had someone else that did.
对，但他有其他的人能够替他说。
John the Baptist.
就是施洗的约翰替他说了。
The whole countryside went out to John the Baptist.
整个全国啊都去了施洗约翰的受洗。
And they asked John the Baptist.
他们都问施洗约翰。
Are you the Christ?
他说，哎，你就是那个弥赛亚吗？
No, he said, I'm not.
施洗约翰说我不是。
Well, who are you?
他说你是谁呢？大家问他。
He said, I'm the voice of a, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness.
他说我是那旷野有人声喊着说的那个声音啊。
Make straight paths for the Lord.
修直主的道。
The one that I'm announcing, I'm the forerunner of the one that is coming.
他说我是那要来的人的弥赛亚的那个前面那一位啊，给他铺平路，铺路的那一位。
He says, I'm not worthy to stoop down and to undo his sandals.
他说我甚至给他提鞋都不配啊。
The Lord would be coming after me.
他说主啊，那真正的基督会在我之后马上来。
To prepare his ways before him.
我要在给他前面修平他的路。
And God gave me a sign.
所以神要给了我一个迹象信号。
That when this one came and was baptized, the Spirit of God would come down from heaven upon and remain upon him.
他就说呢，施洗约翰说呢，当那一位受膏者要来的时候，那他在我这受洗的时候，那天上天要开了，圣灵会像鸽子一样降下，落在他身上。
And Jesus of Nazareth came to be baptized of John.
所以当拿撒勒人耶稣来到耶稣面，来到施洗约翰面前受洗的时候
，He had been hidden in seclusion by God for 30 years.
因为他已经在被神预备了30年啊。
And he came to the Jordan that day.
他来到约旦河那一天。
And John saw the Spirit of God come down upon him as he came up out of the water.
所以施洗约翰在给耶稣受洗施洗的时候，就看见圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。
And he said, "This is him."
然后施洗约翰给他作证说，那这就是这就是那要来的弥赛亚。
And John, even talking to his own disciples, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
所以在这之后呢，施洗约翰就指着自己的门徒啊，跟门徒们说，指向耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊呢，除去世人罪孽的。
So when the Jews that day said, "Tell us plainly if you're the Christ."
所以是这些犹太人在那一天指着耶稣问呢，说你明白告诉我你是谁呀、
啊、？I told you, he said.
耶稣就说呢，我已经告诉你们。
Now. He himself, as the man Christ Jesus, did not say to them in so many words.
所以他作为基督呢，他自己没有向这些犹太人说很多的话。
But as one with the Father, he did speak, didn't he?
他作为从父来的那一位啊，他的确是说了。
John was the voice, the announcer, the forerunner.
比方说，施洗的约翰是父差来的那位先锋，他就说了，他说这就是基督嘛。
This is he.Said John.
耶稣施洗约翰说这就是他了。
And then there was the voice of the Father from heaven.
然后呢，天上那个声音，父神的声音也说了。
That the people heard on the banks of the Jordan River.
那天在那个耶稣受洗的约旦河边的人都听见了。
This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，这是父神的声音。
They could have gone to Mary, his mother.
他们可能会回到玛利亚啊，就耶稣的母亲呢。
Tell us about your son.
他说告诉我关于你儿子。
Well, as she said, when I was engaged to be married to Joseph before we came together, an angel came.
那玛利亚一定会跟他们讲耶稣诞生的故事啊，在我跟约瑟成亲之前，耶稣地上的养父啊，就是成亲之前有一个天使来到我面前。
And that angel announced to me that the holy thing that I would be born of me would be called the Son of God.
那天使向我宣称呢，就是我会童女怀孕啊，从我所生的会被称为神的圣子。
And so Mary could have told him.
所以玛利亚一定也会告诉一切愿意来听这故事的。
There were other witnesses too that heard the strange stories of his birth in Bethlehem.
那也一样会有在伯利恒当时听见这。很奇怪故事的所有的人。
Were there shepherds still around Bethlehem that on that night when the Lord Jesus was born saw the angels hosts in heaven?
因为在耶稣诞生的那天晚上发生了很多奇怪的事情，比方说在 旷野里有很多的牧羊人看见一大队的天使。
For unto you is born this day in the city a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因为说今天在神的圣城给你们生了那基督啊，就是天使向牧羊人宣称的。
I did tell you, he says. I told you.
所以耶稣在这里说呢，我真的告诉你们，就是他们如果愿意，他们都能找到证据。
There are witnesses only a few miles from here.
所以有各种各样的见证人，不远的地方都在。
And those shepherds, no doubt, they were the temple shepherds looking after the sacrifices of the sheep for the temple.
所以这些的牧羊人啊，比如说在伯利恒的牧羊人，其实他们看的也都是未来要带到圣殿去的那些羊。
But if you don't want to believe, you won't believe any of it.
所以如果你心里决定不要相信的话，就再多的证据也没有用的。
But the one thing the Lord Jesus does point his finger toward.
所以有一件事呢，耶稣的确是用他的手指向了。
He says here, if you don't believe, I did tell you, but you do not believe.
他说我已经告诉你们，你们不信了。其实是他们选择不信。
He said the miracles.
然后他说呢，还有一样，就是我奉我父所行的事，就那些神迹。
The miracles I do in my Father's name.
我奉我父之名所行的神迹。
They speak for me.
可以为我做见证，就这个还是可以让你们信的。
How do they speak?
那这样的神迹怎么说话呢？
Well, a living demonstration, not in words, but in action.
这不是用话语，但是是用行动啊，来做出一个活的证明。
When the Lord spoke that day to that man that was lame,
那一天呢，耶稣向一个瘫子说话的时候
，Rise, take up your bed and walk.
他说起来，拿起你的褥子走。
Was he not testifying that he was the Messiah?
这难道不是显明他就是弥赛亚吗
？He could have said, "I am the Messiah. Rise, take up your bed and walk." But he didn't.
他完全可以说我是弥赛亚，你起来拿起你的褥子走。他并没有加这一句。
But only God could do that.
但谁都知道，只有神能做到这样的事。
They did not believe.
但他们就是不信。
And they remain ignorant of the truth.
就是借着因为他们的不信呢，他们在真理里面就无知了。
When the blind man who had been blind from birth.
那一个生来瞎眼的瞎子。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Go." Wash in the pool of Siloam.
耶稣说去啊，在希罗亚池子洗一下。
Was that not the Messiah?
难道这不是弥赛亚做的事吗
？The man said to the Pharisees that were the Jews that were doubting him. He said, "Nobody from the beginning of the world has ever opened the eyes of a man born blind."
因为这个瞎子后来就做见证的时候，跟那些官长们和犹太人说。没有人从生有神有人以来，没有人能够开一个生来就瞎了人的眼睛，除了神能做。
God spoke through those miracles.
所以神的这些神，耶稣这些神迹啊，其实就已经显明了他的身份了。
Those spirit miracles he said I do in my Father's name, they speak for me.
所以他说我奉我父之名行的这些神迹啊，可以为我做见证。
Now there was one Jew.
但是有一个犹太人。
There was one honest Jew that came to Jesus.
有一个那个诚实的犹太人呢，他来到耶稣面前了。
You remember Nicodemus?
他叫尼哥底母啊。
Nicodemus came at night to the Lord Jesus.
所以尼哥底母是晚上来见耶稣的。
And this is what he said.
对他说的话。
In John chapter 3, if you go there.
约翰的三章，约翰福音三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章。
He in verse 2. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi,
这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比我们知道。
We know you're a teacher come from God.
我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的。
Because no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Now notice what he said.
注意他这里说的方式。
He didn't say I know.
他没有说我知道。
He said we know.
他说我们知道。他说我们知道。
Those Jews, they knew.
所以他就代表他整个的法利赛人阶层，其实他们都知道。
And they were determined not to believe him.
但是他们知道，但不接受啊，就是。
Because they had another agenda.
因为他们有另外的计划。
They didn't want God in their lives.
因为他们不想要神在他们的生命里。
If they would have to receive the truth, then they would have to go against all their religion, against all the world. They'd have to stand alone.
如果他们愿意接受基督，他们就必须得向他们的宗教告别，向这个世界告别，他们就会得孤身来面对一切的环境。
They weren't willing to give up.
不想要放弃已经有的。
They love the world.
他们喜欢这世界。
And so it's not a matter of people not understanding.
所以不是说人不明白。
When those Jews came to him that day and said, "Keep us, you know, don't keep us in suspense. Tell us if you're the Messiah."
所以当这个犹太人来到耶稣面前说：“呀，不要让我们犹疑不定啊！你让我们知道你是不是弥赛亚。”
They knew.
但其实他们心里知道。
But they, as the Lord Jesus said, "I did tell you, but you do not believe."
所以耶稣的回答说：“我去告诉你们了，你们就不信了。”
What will convince somebody that has already made up their mind not to believe?
怎么才能让一个已经决定了的人再去给他新的证据呢？这已经没有意义了，因为他已经决定了。
Nothing can be done.
是决定了的事呢，新的证据不能改变。
If a person persists in unbelief.There's nothing we can do.
所以当一个人坚持不信的时候呢，我们是没有什么更好的办法。
And so that if you've made up your mind today that, oh, I'm not going to believe, there's nothing I can say, or G, or Halon, or the other teacher, Josh, yeah? there's nothing we can do. We cannot say.
所以只要我们假设哈，我们真的下了决心说我不相信的话，其实不管是任何一个老师还是任何一个弟兄，其实做不了任何事情，连神都做不了什么事。
And he goes on in there in verse 26 of our chapter in chapter 10.
那第十章的二十六节呢？你看。
But you do not believe because you are not my sheep.
只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
There it is. You're not my sheep.
答案来了，因为他们不是神的羊啊。
Now, these three things: my sheep listen to my voice. Number one. Number two, I know them. And number three, they follow me.
然后接着二十七节呢，有三段：我的羊听我的声音，这是一；第二呢，我也认识他们；第三呢，他们也跟着我。
And it says, "I give unto them eternal life."
我又赐给他们永生。
They will never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
They sound like conditions, don't they?
这个听起来好像条件，是不是？
But he's talking about those that already are his sheep.
所以他在这里并不是在谈得救的条件，他是在说那些已经是他羊的人的状态。
And so if we look at these three things here.
我们看这三件事啊。二十八节，二十七节。
They hear my voice.
他们听我的声音。
That's the first thing.
这是第一件事。
That's the mark of the sheep. They hear the voice of the Savior.
这个是羊的一个标志。
There's many voices in the world, isn't there?
因为呢，在这地上有很多不同的声音。
You hear conflicting opinions of people about religion and about the Lord Jesus even.
然后你只要去听，你就会听见各种各样有冲突的繁杂的声音啊，关于宗教，关于耶稣，有很多的声音。
Some say, "Well, he was just a good man."
有的人说，哦，他就是个好人呐。
Others say he was a bad man. The Jews will say he's an impostor, a deceiver.
那犹太人说的，他不是一个好人，他是个欺骗人的人呢，他还妄称神的名。
But what do his sheep?
那他的羊会怎么样看呢
？What do his sheep think?
他的羊会怎么想呢
？They think of him. They hear his voice.
他的羊认出他的声音了。
That is the tender voice of the shepherd.
这是那从牧羊人来的很温和的声音。
the good shepherd, as he says earlier on, I am the good shepherd.
所以这就是他前面讲的，我是那好牧人。
And I lay down my life for my sheep.
我为我的羊舍命。
We've come to him because, not because we saw him as the great Messiah, as the miracle worker. We came to him because we saw he gave his life for us.
所以我们来到他面前，不是我们看见了有多大的神迹啊，那些肯定是显明他的身份，而是我们能认出他的声音，我们知道他和我们的关系。
What did John say? He said, "We love him because he first loved us."
就像约翰说的，使徒约翰说，他说，我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
That's what has made us hear the voice of the Savior.
所以这是让我们能够听见这救主的声音。
In John chapter 5, verse 24.
约翰五章的二十四节。
I tell you the truth, he says.
他说我实实在在告诉你们。
Whoever hears my word,
那听我话。
The word of Jesus, what is that?
这什么意思？听我话。
What word did you first hear before you believed in the Lord Jesus?
在你信靠耶稣之前，你第一次听是什么时候？是在哪里？
Can you remember?
你能记得吗？
The moment you believed?
你信的那一刻。
There was some word, wasn't there?
是有一些话的，是吧？
And if you think back to the moment of that time when suddenly it began to make sense, maybe you don't remember a specific word.
也许你记不得一个确切的话，但是你能记得那一时刻。
Maybe it was just a number of things that someone had been telling you, or you had been reading, or you heard a preacher.
也许你在读，也许你在听别人的讲道，也许是一系列的不同的人跟你讲的。
And suddenly it all made sense.
然后，突然神的这些道理呢，都在你里面觉得都是合理的。
You were hearing His word.
那你就听见他的话了。
He who hears my word and believes on Him that sent me.
那听见的就信了那。
That is, we
believe. 那差我来的。
We believe God is working in our lives, and then we hear the word.
就是我们。听了耶稣，听见耶稣的声音啊，就是我们听了他的话，信差他来着的，就这个意思。
But hearing the word is not just hearing it in the ear.
所以听他的话呢，不是说只是在耳朵里听见了这话。
The word has entered our ear or our eye if we're reading it, right?
那因为有的人他是读嘛，他不是听来的，对吧？所以或者说他通过眼睛看了，或者耳朵听了。
And it's come through our mind.
经过我们的头脑
and we process that information,
然后我们会经过头脑的处理这个信息
and the Spirit of God then has revealed the person of Christ to us.
然后圣灵呢就会借着这样的话语呢把耶稣基督启示给我们
and we say in our hearts that all makes sense.
然后在我们的心里我们就会有那声音说哎，这是真理这个是对的
I am a sinner.
我是个罪人
And He is the grand Savior who loves me.
他是那救主啊，他爱我。
And then that word, not only does it go in the ear, be processed by the mind, but it enters by the Spirit into our hearts, into our innermost being.
所以不但那个话语呢进我们的耳朵，在我们的头脑里，它更借着圣灵呢进到我们的心里啊，成为我们自己的一部分。
And that same word now.We're born again by the Word of God.
所以同样这话呢，我们就在这话语里重生了，因为我们完全认可这话，我们的生命啊就顺着这话去行，就改变了。
And that's the power of the gospel.
那这就是福音的力量了。
And a new creation takes place.
然后在这样的一个过程中，一个新造的人就出来了。
So he goes on there and says, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word." That isn't just the ear, remember? It's in the heart. It's, you've heard it on the deepest level, spiritual level. Your deepest spiritual level.
所以他说我实实在在告诉你们那听我话这就是在最深的属灵的那个层面里听见接受的那个
What happens then?
会发生什么呢
You hear my word, he says. You believe in him who sent me. What happens next?
有信的差我来的会发生什么呢
Has. Is that present tense?Is that the here and now?
就有永生啊！你注意这个词的时态是什么？是现在时啊，是现在时。
When do you get eternal life?
你什么时候得着永生的
？You wait a week or two until you prove yourself.
啊，你是要等一两个星期来证明吗
？Or do you have to wait until you die before you find out?
啊，你或者你要在你死之前才会发现吗
？I remember when I lived on Bowen Island.
我记得我以前住在宝云岛的时候
That's where I was saved, a little island off Horseshoe Bay.
是在马蹄湾边上那个小岛上，我在那得救的。
We lived in an old log cabin on the back side of that island.
我在那个小岛上的一个小木屋里待着，那个时候，年轻的时候。
There was only the devil and me and the Lord Jesus.
那天呢，只有三个人在那啊，那个魔鬼、耶稣和我自己啊。
The devil lost.
然后那场仗呢，魔鬼输了。
And I began to witness to my friends.
然后我就开始，我得救了啊，我就开始向我的朋友们做见证了。
I made a real nuisance of myself.
然后这样的话呢，我突然就在朋友们之间出名了。
And we started to go to a church. I figured if I was a Christian, I should go to church.
啊，那个时候我觉得，哎，我是个基督徒了，我总得去教会啊。
I wanted to find other Christians.
然后我总想去看找别的基督徒嘛，对吧
？It was a United Church.
那是一个 United Church， 就这边最。
The only thing that united was united about that church was they are all united unbelievers.
所以这个 United Church 呢？就是他说，真正 unite 就是联合，叫联合教会。他说真正联合的就是一些不信的人。
Except one exception.
就除了一个例外哈。
There's an old lady there, 85 years old.
在那里呢有一个老姊妹啊，是85岁了。
And she played the organ.
她是在那弹丝琴的。
But she was almost deaf.
她几乎快聋了。
So she would play that organ.But her timing for the hymns, she had her own timing.
就是她，因为她这个耳朵不是太灵了，所以她是按她自己节奏弹的，她不管这个。
And so, she would come play a song, and she'd come to a line of a hymn that she loved, and she let it go on.
然后她弹着弹着，她就会弹到她自己喜欢的那首圣诗上去了，就弹下去了。
Anyway, I got to know her, and I loved her very much. We had such wonderful fellowship. I was a young hippie, just saved, and she was an old Christian. Yet we loved the Lord Jesus, and it made us one.
就是那个时候呢，就她一个还在那里还真的是爱主得救的，但就是年纪很大，85岁，她是一个20来岁刚得救的嬉皮士啊。他俩这个关系很好啊，对。
But that wasn't the story I wanted to tell you.
但这个不是这个故事，我想要告诉你。
There was another old man. There was an old man that was too old to even come out to the services.
然后呢，还有一个老年人啊，老弟兄，实在太老了，也不能常来聚会。
But he was a pioneer on the island.
但是呢，他在那个。这个岛上，宝云岛上，他真的是一个先驱啊，先锋啊。
One of the first settlers to settle on that island.
因为那个岛原来没有人了，所以他是最早一批到那个岛上搭个木屋住的人啊。
And he'd come to that island before the turn of the century, or about the turn of the century, the 19th century.
所以他是在1900年前就去了那个岛上，所以最早一批去那岛上住的人。
And he had a farm there.
所以他在那呢还有一个小农场。
He was a religious man.
他是个很宗教的人。
And he took a portion of his property right on the main road and gave that to the church.
然后他就捐了一块地，这块地呢刚好就在主路的边上啊，把这块地捐给这个教会。
And that was the church I was attending.
那就是我去的这个联合教会的这块地就是他给的。
His name was Mr. Collins.
他名字叫 Collins 先生。
So I thought, well, I'll go and I'll speak to this old Englishman.
那我觉得呢，我应该，他是从英国来的啊，那我要去跟他聊一聊。
So I knocked on his door and his daughter answered.
然后我就敲他的门啊，他的女儿出来开的。
I introduced myself and said, I'd like to speak to Mr. Collins, may I?
然后他说，我就介绍了我自己啊，然后说我能不能跟 Collins 先生聊一聊。
And certainly, come in.
他们说，好，当然了，你进来吧。
So I was ushered into a room where he was sitting with a blanket over his legs.
然后老人家就坐在这个房子里啊，腿上干了一床毯子。
And I began to talk to him.
然后我们就开始聊。
And the only thing that occupied my mind in those days was scriptural things.
所以在我脑子里那个时候一直想的就是经文了，因为他在读经。
So we began to speak about spiritual things.
然后他就在开始谈论，自然就谈论这个属灵的话题了。
I spoke very enthusiastically about spiritual things.
然后我就非常的激动，很热情的在谈这个属灵的事。
He spoke very reluctantly about spiritual things.
他非常不愿意、不情愿的在谈论这属灵的事。
Finally, I asked Mr. Collins a question.
最后我就问了 Collins 先生一个问题。
Mr. Collins, are you going to be able to go to heaven someday?
我说 ，Collins 先生，你是不是能有一天去天堂啊？
He looked at me like one of his chickens.
他看着我的眼神，就像看着他的一只小鸡一样。
I think he would like to have kicked me out of the house.
我觉得他当时就想把我从房子里踢出去。
But like a lot of Englishmen, he bit his tongue and didn't say what he would like to have said.
就像很多的这个英国绅士一样，他还是忍住了啊，没把我赶出去。
He said, "Well, I hope to someday."
说当然，我希望有一天是这样。
I said, "Mr. Collins, you don't have to hope." I said, "You can know today that you're going to have eternal life."
我说 ，Collins 先生，你不需要希望啊，希望什么？你今天就能知道你一定会去天堂。
And he, at that point, he dismissed me.
在那一刻，他就把我赶出去了。
He said, "No one can assume that until you die."
他说，没有人能这么假设，除非你死了，你才知道。
And I felt very, very sorry for Mr. Collins as I left that day.
所以我那天离开以后啊，我就一直为他感到很忧伤啊，很不幸。
I never saw Mr. Collins again.
然后我之后就再没见过这老人家了。
And so whether he's in heaven or not, I don't know.
那他现在在不在天堂，我也不确定。
Because he didn't know. That he could have eternal life, and he didn't believe he could. He thought it presumption to believe that.
所以他不知道他可以有永生，他也不知道当如何得哈。他觉得这个永生是有条件的。
But when God promises eternal life for everyone who believes, it's presumption not to believe that.
所以当神应许给我们哈，他就应许了啊，他不是要给我们一些有一个预设条件。
If I'd had a little more wisdom, I would have said to Mr. Collins, "If you don't believe, you're making God a liar."
所以我当时年轻，我没有智慧。我现在可能会跟他说呢，说 Collins 先生，如果你不相信，你等于在说神就是撒谎的。
Because the Bible says, "He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life."
因为圣经讲得很清楚，那听我的话就是接受基督的，又信差我来者的，信神的。就有永生，有这个原文就是一个现在时啊。
And will not be condemned, says in verse 24.
对，就不再被定罪了。二十四节后半段。
But he's when he hears and believes, he's already crossed over out of death and into eternal life.
所以在信的那一刻呢，这个信的人就已经从死里复生了，出死入生，这是一个已经发生确切的状态。
Unbelief will resist that.
那不信的人就会很讨厌这节经文。
Human pride will resist that.
人的骄傲呢也会拒绝这个经文。
Because there's nothing we have to do except believe.
因为这节经文就告诉我们，我啥也做不了，我要做的就是真的接受他，相信他。
Trust.
信靠他。
Receive the Lord Jesus.
接受耶稣基督。
We'll stop for a break.
啊，我们停下来做一个休息哈。Okay, 那我们做一个祷告。天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这样宝贵的真理，让我们明白啊，得救是出于信心，是出于神全然的恩典，不是出于人的自以为意，不是出于我们的工作，是吧？盼望我们真的能够怀着清洁的心、单纯的心、孩子般的信心接受这救恩，我们就在那一刻出死入生了，我们就在那一刻有了永生的确据。虽然我们会有不同的感觉，但是圣灵会带领我们，坚固我们的心，直到见主面的日子，是吧？谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食，也求您祝福我们属灵的粮食，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
We don't need that man should teach us, but Lord, we thank you that you, your Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of truth that can guide us into all truth.
主啊，我们知道靠我们自己没有办法教导，但是我们知道您的圣灵会带领我们，帮助我们。
So Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, that we might see Jesus.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们仰望您，我们就能看见耶稣。
That great shepherd of the sheep.
那是那羊的大牧人。
The shepherd and guide of our souls.
啊，那样的牧人带领我们的灵魂。
So we ask these things today, Father, in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩和祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
So again, let's go to John chapter 10.
我们在约翰福音的十章。
He says there in verse 27.
在二十七节。
Verse 26, there's the unbelievers. They are not his sheep. But those that believe, these are the marks of the sheep.
所以那些二十六节讲的呢，因为你们不信哈，因为你们不是我的羊，所以这里在讲二十五、二十六节就在讲这个是神的羊的一个信号迹象。
The Lord Jesus says, "My sheep, they listen to my voice."
耶稣说呢，我的羊听我的声音。
We looked before the break. We looked at how, when we first heard His word and we believed, we passed from death unto life.
所以我们在这次结束之前呢，我们学习到了，当我们听见他的声音又信了，那我们就已经出死入生了。那是一个已经现在正在有的状态。
So the Lord here is not only referring to that.First time, we heard the Savior's voice.
所以耶稣在这里并不是第一次他提出这么个概念。我们知道其他地方已经有。
This is in the Greek. It's in the present continuous.
所以在希腊文里面的这个时态是一个现在进行时。
Meaning, what is my sheep listen to my voice? They not only listen now, but they continue to listen to my voice.
所以他听我的声音这个词也是现在进行，就是他不但是第一次听了，他以后会一直听，能识别我的声音。
My sheep listened to my voice yesterday, and they are listening today, and they're going to listen tomorrow.
就我的羊昨天听我的声音，今天未来也都会听我的声音。
Their memory, a real sheep, their memory of their shepherd doesn't end in a day.
所以在牧羊的时候呢，我们都知道那个羊也都认得出牧羊人的声音，也都知道这个声音不是说今天没了就没了。
I told the story of the Bedouin shepherd, didn't I? A number of times here.
我经常会举这个中东那个牧羊人的例子哈。
And I was so surprised as that shepherd began to talk to his sheep, one by one, they began to follow him down across the valley.
对，我跟大家讲的那个故事里。这个中东人牧羊人一个一个叫羊的名字，叫到了呢，那个羊就自己跟着他走了。就他是叫羊的名字，这个羊跟着他去另外一个地方。
And as he walked, he continually spoke to them.
所以当他边走的时候呢，他边跟这些羊说话的。
And they followed him.
然后他这些羊也听啊，然后也跟着他。
They were his sheep.
因为这些羊是他的羊啊。
Now there were about 30 of us, I guess, young Bible students there, standing up on the road by the bus.
那时候呢，我们大概有30个圣经 学生啊，就站在那个路上，那个路比较高。
Well, we didn't try it, but if we had tried to call those sheep, what do you think would be the result?
因为那个这个时候他们在路上，然后羊就在路边哈、啊，牧羊人带着一只羊走了。我们没有试，你猜如果我们也试，也叫这个羊，你觉得会怎么样？
They wouldn't listen to us.
他们不会听我的。
Not a chance.
不可能的。
They only know the voice of the shepherd.
他们就认得那牧羊人的声音。
So a Christian listens to the voice of the shepherd.
一样的，基督徒也认得神的声音。
And the shepherd has one flock and one fold. He says here in the first chapter, or earlier on in the chapter.
所以耶稣在早一点的地方，十章早一点的地方，他说我有另外还有一群呢。
He says,
要合成一群。
About here in verse 16,
I have
other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. That's Israel.I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
十六章就在讲，我另外有羊，这就是外邦人的羊了，不是这圈里的羊，这圈里就是以色列的羊。我必须领他们来，就领外邦人的羊来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，就跟以色列的羊合成一块，归一个牧人，就是耶稣了。
The sheep that he's talking about this pen.That's Israel, because he gathered those sheep out of Israel, like John and Andrew and Peter and Philip, all they, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Salome and so on, they gathered all those, they were sheep, his sheep. But the other sheep are the Gentiles, you and me, right?
See.圈里的羊呢，就是以色列啊，因为他是被律法约束在圈里的。那这些羊是谁呢？比如说彼得，比如说约翰，比如说抹大拉的玛利亚啊。那其他的羊是什么呢？就是你和我了，就是外面的外邦人的羊。
And there are many voices in the world, but there's only one voice that we listen to.
世界有很多的声音，但是我们只听一种的声音。
There's no other voice like it.
因为没有其他的声音啊是。会吸引他的。
Consider this. In Luke chapter 15.
看一下路加的十五章。
Verse 4.
十五章的四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
三节和四节。
Then Jesus told him this parable.
然后耶稣呢就用比喻说。
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
This is a parable about a good shepherd.
这是一个比喻啊，是在讲好牧人的比喻。
You would think that if a shepherd had 100 sheep,
你可以想呢，如果一个牧人呢，他有100只羊，
why would he risk all the others and leave them in an open country for one sheep?
那为什么他会把99只放在一个旷野里，使他们有危险啊，去找另外一只丢了的呢？
It wasn't just a sheep to him.
这不只是对他来说是个羊啊。
You see, each...Shepherd would give a name to the sheep when it's born.
所以每一个中东的牧羊人，他会在每一只小羊出生的时候给他起个名。
It was a special sheep.
这是一个很特别的羊。
It was an individual sheep.
是那一个特别的羊。
It was his sheep.
是他的羊。
And he knew that.
他很知道。
And when that shepherd would go, he'd leave that 99 and he'd go risk everything.To rescue one sheep.
所以这个牧羊人他就会去冒一切的风险啊，承担一切的风险去找那只特别丢失的羊。
Now we don't know the circumstances of why that sheep got lost.
我们不知道这样的环境啊，为什么那只羊走丢了。
Maybe disobeyed the voice of the shepherd.
也许是就是不听这个牧羊人的声音。
He got a long ways away from where he could hear the shepherd.
所以也许太远了，他没听见牧羊人的声音。
But the shepherd had that sheep on his heart.
但是这个牧羊人心里记着这只羊。
And it was a name to him.
因为这里面他里面是记得他的名字。
And he went after that sheep.
所以他会去找那只丢失的羊。
And when he found it,
当他找到了以后。
He carries it back on his shoulders, the place of strength.
所以他会把它背在肩上。
Ask the question now to yourself. Do you think that that sheep ever strayed from the voice of the shepherd again?
你问自己一个问题，这之后呢？你觉得这个羊还会在不听这个牧人的声音吗？
It'll always be listening to the shepherd's voice.
就他会一直听啊，听着牧人的声音。
That would be the only thing that would give it.Security and safety was the voice of the shepherd.
因为能给他平安，给他安全的，就是这牧者的声音。
So the Lord says, "My sheep, they listen to my voice."
所以耶稣说呢，我的羊听我的声音。
And you know, we ignore the voice of the Savior to our own danger.
所以你要知道呢，我们是忽视我们牧者的声音、救主的声音啊，其实是让我们自己处在险境的。
We can lose a lot.
我们会丢失很多东西。
And we can bring ourselves a lot of suffering and discipline as a result.
也会带给我们很大的苦难和痛苦。
But we can never be lost.
但是这里呢，你要知道，只要我们信了啊，我们不会被丢失。
He left those 99. He went to look for that one shepherd because.In there, next it says, "I know them." The second thing, that's the next mark, isn't it? I know them.
哎，我们回到十章啊，他说我认识我的羊啊。
In verse chapter 10 and verse
我们有三个点。
27 again.
二十七节。
There's the three marks, isn't it, of the sheep? They listen to my voice. I know them.
第一个点是我的羊听我的声音，第二个点是我也认识他们。
Consider this.
你想一想这个。
When the Lord Jesus gave his life for you as a sheep, he laid down his life for you.
所以当耶稣啊，把他的生命放下，为了你和我。
He not only laid his life down for us, but he bore our sins.
他不但为我们舍命啊，他还担当了我们的罪。
Now, I know some of the things that I've done. And I'm so ashamed of them.
我也知道我做了一些的确让我很羞愧的事。
I don't deserve any of God's grace.
我也真的不配得任何神的恩典。
I was given a lot in spiritual things with two parents who were believers.
我也给了很被我从我的两个我亲人啊，就是父母那里得到很多属灵的祝福啊。
And I threw that all away and lived for myself for almost 30 years.
但是呢，我却在我最初的人生的将近三十年里，我完全不理这些，我就过了我自己一个靠着自己属肉体的生活。
I wasn't like a Harold Summers who dedicated his life from a young age to the work of the.
我不像 Harold 弟兄是在他的。年轻的时候，很小的时候就把自己的生命就交给主。
I had a lot of sins that the Savior had to bear on the tree.
所以我其实是有很多的年轻时候所犯的罪是需要神来担当的。
So he not only died for me, but he bore my all my sins are gone.
所以他不单单是说为我死了，就是我一切的罪他都担走。
Now, when the Lord knows us, it's more than just His sovereignty that He knows everything.
所以当耶稣神，我们思考他的时候，不是说他这个主权，不单单是他的主权，他知道全知，他全知所有的事。
But He also experienced the punishment for my sin.
他而且经历或担当了。我罪的审判的后果。
He took my sin upon him.
他把我的罪放在他的身上。
In other words, he knows me experientially, the worst part of me.
所 所以他知道我最糟糕的那个部分。
But he still died for me.
但他还是为我死了。
And so he, when the Lord Jesus says, I know them.
所以当耶稣说呢，我认识他们。
He knows all about them.
所以他认识我们是认识我们的全部了。
Like that shepherd that went out to find the sheep, he knew what that sheep had done and the problems it had done and the cost that it took him to get that sheep back.
所以你要知道，他认识我们的这句话呢，是指我们那是呢是那只丢失的羊，他知道我们为什么走丢了，他知道我们的错，他也知道要把我们挽回来所要付的代价，但他还是去了。所以他是接纳我们的全人，而不是我们的好的那一面。或者让人喜欢的那一面。
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them.
他说我也认识他们。
Or two, rather. One, they listen to my voice. Two, I know them. He knows all about you. He knows all about me.
我的羊听我的声音，这是第一。第二呢，我也认识他们。他认识你，也认识我。
And he still calls us my sheep.
他依然管我们叫呢，我的羊。
We're his. As bad as we are.
无论我们是曾经是多糟糕呢，我们是属他的。
As much as we fail him, we're still his sheep.
即使我们是使他失望的，但是我们还是他的羊。
And it says they follow me.
第三呢，就是他们也跟着我。
Sometimes when a sheep in the olden days, commentator was saying that if a sheep was habitual, always go astray, always do wrong things, the shepherd would break his leg and bring him back, and the sheep would never do that again, and they would always stay close to the shepherd. The Lord also disciplines us as children of God, and we go astray many times.And because he loves us, he disciplines us that we might not go back in that direction that we were going in the wrong direction. And he'll put us back on the right direction again. So the Lord is very gracious that way. We are his. He loves us. It's just like our children. Sometimes we have to give them a spanking when they're being bad. So they will learn. But we love them. We do that out of love.
所以呢，在中东那些牧羊人里面呢，如果有只羊呢，特别特别皮。也总是走丢，总是走丢呢。那牧羊人会把他的腿给弄瘸了，啊，走不了了，就跑不了了啊。我们的神也是这样，我们总是悖逆的时候，他管教我们，就像上帝跟神，这雅各摔跤拧一把，雅各就瘸了啊。所以，但这个是出于爱的啊，就他知道我们的本性，他也知道我们的软弱。就像我们看孩子，有时候管教他啊，你告诉他什么是对的，他总是做呢。你要让他知道这个错的后果的，对，一样的道理，神也是会一直带着我们，但这个的区别就是，他做这一切都是出于他的爱。
Yeah, that's a good story. It reminds me the way I heard that story many years ago, and it's supposed to be a true story of a shepherd that there was a man visiting the shepherd, and there was this.Young sheep that followed him everywhere, never left the shepherd, always standing by the shepherd. Wherever it went, that sheep followed him. And the visitor asked him the question, why was the sheep following you? Well, he said, that was a very small lamb. You couldn't get that lamb to stay with the flock. So what I did is I broke one of its legs.Then I put it in a splint so it would heal straight perfectly. And I used to carry it with me until that leg was healed. And then when that leg was healed, I let the lamb go. That lamb never left my side since.
然后这是一个真事啊，就有一个人呢去这个中东这个牧羊人那里呢去跟他聊了，然后他发现一个特点啊，就有一只羊小羊羔呢一直跟着这个牧羊人，不管这牧羊人走哪呢，他都跟着他。然后他就问哈，说你这个羊羔为什么一直跟着你呢？他说呢，到他小的时候呢，他太小了，然后呢他没办法去待在这个群里面啊，他总是跑啊，然后呢他就把他的腿弄瘸了，然后呢完了以后呢，他用那个夹板呢把他腿又绑上， 就肯定会完全好的。然后这段时间里呢，这个牧羊人就得必须抱着他，得一直抱，抱到什么呢？抱到他腿长好为止。然后等他腿长好了，再把他放下呢，他就再也不离开他了。而且这牧羊人走哪呢，羊羔就跟着哪啊。对。
It's a beautiful illustration of the Lord's discipline, as what Jeet was bringing before us. How the Lord sometimes disciplines us in love, and it seems very harsh, but it's for our benefit.
对，有的时候你可能看见，哎，神的管教好像看起来挺有点严厉哈，但是你回头看呢，都是对我们有非常大的好处啊，因为最终呢，你的结果就是永远跟着他不走了。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看一下希伯来书十二章。
And there's some quotes from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, I believe.
所以这里有一些从旧约的，应该是箴言里来的经文啊。Verse five.
And the Psalms, yes, verse five.
五节哈，十二章希伯来书十二章五节。
And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons, my son. Do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
他说你们呢，又忘了那劝你们如同儿子，如同劝儿子的话，就神的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And then in verse 7, he makes an application of those Old Testament truths.
所以第七节开始呢，他就开始应用这旧约的这个经文了。
And so he goes on and says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons.
他说你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。
And you know, sometimes what happens is Christians will say, well, why is this happening to me? It's not happening to my neighbors. It's not happening to my unsaved family. But I'm having all the problems.
所以有的时候基督徒会这么问问题，说为什么这件事在我身上发生？我的邻居都好好的，我那些不信的亲人们也都好好的，为什么就我呢？
And sometimes, but not always.
有的时候会这样，不是所有的时候。
It might be God's discipline training you to walk in this, to follow Him.
这也许是神的管教带领，就让你跟随他要你走的路。
So it's God is treating us as His own sons.
所以神把我们当作他的儿子，儿子总是要管教的嘛。
And it goes on there, for what son is not disciplined by his father? And if you're not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, every one of us must go on. Then says if we're not disciplined, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
所以他这里讲的很清楚了。他说焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子啊，就不是儿子了。
And then he goes on and he uses the example of our earthly parents disciplining us.
他接着呢就再用一个比喻，就是我们地上父亲来做个比喻。
And verse 11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.
所以九节和十节是用地上的父亲来做比喻。十一节他说，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那轻练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
That is if you have learned the lesson.
因为你学到了经验呢。
Because he makes the condition there for those who have been trained by it. There's a condition, isn't it?
对，所以对于那些训练的啊，他给了一个条件的。
I found in my life that God had to give me sometimes the lesson two or three or four times.
我发现呢，有的时候我的生命里啊，神要给我一些教训三四次我才学会。
I'm a slow learner.
我学得很慢。
But slow and steady at least I'm going in the right direction.
虽然慢呢，但还是往那对的方向去啊。最少我慢慢就好起来。
So he says there, he gives a little encouragement here. Therefore, verse 12.
所以接着十二节呢，他又鼓励了我们一些啊。
Strengthen your feeble arms.
所以把你们下垂的手。
And your weak knees.
发酸的腿挺起来。
So he encourages the one that's under discipline.
对于我们那些在主管教里的人呢，给我们一些鼓励啊。
To be encouraged, it's God's working in us.
因为神是在我们生命里做工了。
And so, he wants us to follow him, and that's what we do, and we come back to that portion there. They follow me.
Sometimes we forget that, you know, God is watching us all the time, and he knows everything. Even before he created the heavens and the earth, he knew me, and I was going to belong to him. I didn't know that.And maybe yourselves as well. You didn't know that you were going to get saved.、
Yeah.
But God knew that already.、
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget that God is always present in our life. I'll tell you a little story. There was in a Catholic school, Catholic churches had schools right there, and there was a cafeteria down in the basement, and the children would go and eat their lunch down there, and the food was on the tables.And the nun had put all this different food on the table. And one was a basket of apples, okay? And on that basket, there was a sign. It says, make sure you only take one apple, because God is watching. And then farther down, as the boy went down, picking one apple and other food, and he saw a basket of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, yummy.So anyways, he put a sign on that basket. He says, take all you want because God is watching the apples. So, you know, we have to remind ourselves that God is watching us all the time. Okay? And sometimes we don't listen and we learn it the hard way. But, yeah, that's what...
所以我们他就鼓励我们啊，他是想告诉我们一个道理，就是神是一直在看顾我们。就神的眼目从来没有离开过我们，在万事以先呢，还没有天地的时候，神就认识了我们，就知道我们。所以，我们虽然没有反应，就像孩子不知道父母的事，父母眼睛从来没有离开过孩子，这是一个道理。那他还讲了一个故事啊，也是一个笑话，就是他说有一次呢，一个天主教的教学校啊，在搞一个聚餐啊，在食堂里，然后那个。修女们就把这个食物都摆出来，然后呢一盘不同的东西，有一盘呢是苹果，修女上面立了块牌子，说呢一次只能拿一个，因为上帝在看着你呢，然后呢再过了隔几个盘子，有一大盒很好吃的饼干哈、啊，然后有个人就去拿的时候，就说也放了块牌子，说你可以随便拿，因为呢上帝只看着那苹果呢，没在看这个，没在看着饼干啊，对。所以其实他告诉我们，神其实是一直在看着我们一切的事，就像父母看着孩子一样，所以不用太害怕。Yeah, go ahead.
Good to have some laughs. It's not all work. There's lots of play there.
Too. Not all tears. Is that what you're saying? I might.
The Lord gives us that joy.
Mm-hmm. Verse
28
then. They follow me. He says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
然后他说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
So the three marks of a believer, they're not conditions. This is just what believers do.
所以二十七节这三个点啊，它是一个信徒表现出来，都会表现出来的状态。它不是一个条件，它是个自然的结果。
They continue to listen to the Savior's voice. They hear it, they know it, and they listen.
所以他这样的人呢，他会听见神的声音，基督的声音。神也认识他们，他们也会跟着基督。
And I know them. It's comforting to know that He knows all about us, and He still includes us in His flock.
我们如此的感恩呢，因为他即便知道我们的全人，他也依然接纳我们，也愿意带领我们。
And the last mark is that they follow Him.
然后最后的一个记号就是。 他们就这些羊呢就会一直跟着耶稣。
And then he who is life is, says in verse 28, I give them eternal life.
然后二十八节接着又说呢，我又赐给他们永生。
And they'll never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
I give them eternal life. What is that kind of life?
这是一个什么样的生命？
Well, the first thing we think about eternal life is it lasts forever, right?
我们知道永生呢是持守到永远的。
There's no end to eternal life.
是没有结局的。
There was no beginning either.
也是没有开始的，对不对？
We enter somehow. there's an entrance point into eternity. Comes through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道有一个永恒的开始啊，就是从耶稣基督来。
That's a breach in time, we might call it. A breach into eternity from time was at the cross of Calvary.
在那一刻呢，就是十字架了，就是耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候。
That's where, on the basis of the shed blood of Christ, life can be given.
因为在那一刻呢，也只有借着这羔羊耶稣基督的血啊，生命才能给出来。
And so that he, the Lord Jesus, who has life in himself, can give us eternal life that never ends.
因为耶稣在他里面有永恒的生命，但他只有借着十字架呢，才能把这生命给出来。
Now, where does it begin for us?
那对于我们来说，这是从什么时候开始的呢？
He gives it. He says, "I give them eternal life." But when does that life actually begin? Because naturally speaking, we're dying.
那这样的生命是从什么时候开始？因为自然来说呢，我们是要死的嘛。
That life in every one of us is ebbing out. It's leaking out. Our lives are pouring out little by little.
所以每一个人的生命其实都是像一个漏斗一样，它是不停在漏的，因为它越来越老嘛。
But that eternal life is given to us the moment we, as we looked earlier in John chapter 5:24, we hear his voice. It penetrates the heart. The Spirit opens our being and the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and we receive Christ.
所以永恒的生命的起点就是我们开我们的心，接受基督的救恩，圣灵进到我们里面来。印上印记，那一刻就开始了。
And that's when eternal life begins for us.
这就是永恒的生命开始了，对于我们来说。
Now it's hard to imagine eternal life beginning, because we think of it as starting now and going for eternity. But that life that we receive was a life that had an eternal past.
所以我们很难想象一个永恒的生命怎么会有起点呢？因为永恒是从永远到永远。实际上呢，我们接受的这个生命，它在之前哈、啊，永恒的过去呢，它就已经有了。
Now I don't want to get deeply philosophical here.
所以我们不想把这个呢放变得特别的哲学哈、
啊。We talk about eternal life, the here, this and that, so on thing, but let's simplify it.
我们把它简化一点。
That life is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个生命呢就在耶稣里。
And when we receive Him,
我们接受他呢
，we receive that life
就接受了他里面的生命。
That was with God before the creation was and will be for all eternity.
那是在创造世界的神里面的，也会持守到永恒。
So that leads to the second thing.
所以这样也会带来第二个问题。
Eternal life is not just a quantity.
所以永恒的生命不只是一个量。
It's also a quality.
也是一个质。
You know, we talk about quality of life.
所以我们量是一个问题，我们也会看见生命的质啊。
You know, a good quality of life means we're healthy, we don't have any financial problems, we live in a safe environment, etc., etc. That's quality of life.
所以我们今生我们讲到生活的质量，我们都会想到什么健康，没有财政的困难，有喜乐，这都是我们衡量一个生命的有好质量的标准。
But when we talk about eternal life, we talk about the quality is that life that comes from Christ Himself.
同样的，我们讲到永恒的生命，它的质量这个层面，因为这个生命呢是从基督神那里来的，所以它的质量是很高。
It's God's life. It's the life that was in Christ Jesus from before the foundation of the world. It was the life and the relationship that was between the Father and Son from all eternity past. And it's that life that we have been invited to share with the Father and the Son.
所以这样的生命啊, 是我们有份来分享啊, 与父神分享。
So he says, I give them that eternal life.
所以他说, 我赐给他们永生。
And they will never, 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 never perish.
就永不灭亡了,永远永远不灭亡。
Now I'm told that that word never is a very, very strong word.
所以这个永,这个永,这个词啊,它是非常强调的。
I said it 5 or 6 times in English, and that was probably the strength of that word.
所以我反复讲了4、5次,就是想强调这个词它的重要性。
This is the promise of God Himself, the Word of God incarnate. They will never perish. Never perish.
所以你要记得，这是道成肉身的神给出来的应许，他是永不变的。所以他说永不灭亡，就永不灭亡。
But somebody says, "But I'm afraid I'm going to be lost."
所以你会发现的，当你会说呢，我担心我会丢了这救恩的时候。
Well, make sure you're one of the sheep, and if you're one of the sheep, the shepherd said you'll never be lost.
所以你只需要确保什么呢？确保你知道你是羊中间的一个，你曾经真的接受了他成为救主啊。
And he says, no one can snatch them out of my hand. No one. Think of that hand.
你想想他的手啊。
They can't snatch. There's no one can snatch them. So that means Satan.
所以没有人呢, 谁呢? 就是指撒旦了。
Satan snatched Eve out from God. Did he not?
所以撒旦是从, 是把, 夏娃从神手里抢走的,
from the hand of who? Who was it? Was from Adam. Adam was the head.
但事实上不是,
snatched Eve out.
他是从亚当手里把夏娃抢走,
because the first Adam was weak.
因为呢, 那初, 一开始的, 先前的亚当是很软弱的。
He didn't exercise his authority.
他没有, 他没有起到一个丈夫一个头应起的责任，所以把妻子弄丢了。
He didn't protect his wife.
他没有保护他的妻子，所以他不是从神手里夺取的，是从他丈夫手里把夏娃夺走。That
very precious thing that God had given to him, he had not protected.
所以这最宝贵的东西啊，就是夏娃神给他的，他没有看顾好。So
Satan snatched, and he followed.
所以当夏娃堕落了以后呢，亚当就跟了，就跟随夏娃。But
here the good shepherd says, no one can snatch them off.
幕后的亚当，这个好牧人说呢，没有人能从我手里。
Because through death he destroyed him who had the power of death.
所以借着死啊，借着耶稣基督的十字架的受难，他已经败坏了掌死权的。
What power is there in the universe that can snatch them out of his hand?
现在全地哪还有什么力能够从神从基督手里把他的羊夺走？没有了，再没有。
Certainly not Satan.
所以撒旦也失去了这能力。
We read there in Romans chapter 8.
看罗马书的六章，哦，八章。
Romans chapter 8 verse 39.
八章的38节。 39节。
Or 31 rather, Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
罗马书8章31节, 即是这样,还有什么说的呢? 神既帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢?
And who, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不也把万物同他一同白白赐给我们吗？
You see, now the challenge, the apostle is challenging anybody in the universe to try and say, I can snatch these ones out of the hand of Christ.
所以保罗在这里几乎就是在挑战全地所有的力量，说你们哪一个能够有这能力把一只羊从耶稣手里抢走。
Satan, he can hear the apostle's challenge.
所以撒旦能听得见保罗，使徒保罗的这个挑战。
And he can gnash his teeth, and he can be angry, and he can go after the Christian.
所以撒旦能够咬牙切齿，非常生气，能够来追逐迫害这些基督徒。
But he can't snatch them out of the shepherd's
hand. 但他还是做不到呢，不能，做不到把这些羊从神手里抢出来。
Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义。
We're justified in the sight of God.
所以我们是在神眼里已经是义人。
Is there anything we've done that perhaps we might be condemned for?
如果我们有什么事做了啊，能够被定罪呢？
Is there anything? Who is he that condemns? It's Christ. He's died for those sins.
因为基督已经替我们的罪担当了。
It's not us hanging on to Christ. It's him hanging on to us.
不是我们紧紧的抓着基督，是基督紧紧的抓住我们。这顺序不能搞反。
Not only did he die for us for those sins, but it says here.He's now at the right hand of God, interceding for us.
所以他不但为我们死了，在34节说，他现在已经在父神的右边替我们祈求。
Do you think that the God the Father is going to listen to the prayers of God the Son?
你觉得父神会不会听圣子的祷告呢？
Do you think he's going to make an exception and ignore him on because you failed?
你会觉得神会因为你的一次失败而不听耶稣的祷告吗？不可能。
Not a chance.
不可能。
He's at God's right hand interceding for us, and he knows us. He knows your name. He's saying, Father, my sheep has gone astray. I'm going after it. Father, bring it back.
所以他说呢，父啊，我的羊现在走歪了，走偏了，我现在把它找回来。父啊，求你把它带回来。
So he's interceding on our behalf before a holy God.
所以他是站在我们的角度啊，为我们代求。
And not only can we not be lost, we can't even be separated for a moment.
我们不但会不可能被丢失啊，我们也不可能和他隔绝啊，哪怕是一点点时候。
And who shall separate us from this, the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
So trouble, any troubles that might come in, that might
是患难吗？
Any hardship,
困苦吗？
Is there anything in the future that you might fear that might shake your faith?
是不是未来的一些事会让你信心软弱呢？
What about persecution?
是逼迫吗？
What if we have to follow persecution? Or what do we have to...What if we have to endure persecution in the future?
假设我们未来会碰到逼迫的事呢？
What if our brothers and sisters in China already that may be undergoing persecution?
也许在中国的有些弟兄姊妹也已经有了逼迫的环境了。
Is it going to separate them from the love of Christ?
那难道这样的环境会让他们离开神的爱吗？
What about famine or
是饥饿吗？
Nakedness or
赤身露体吗？
Or danger or the sword?
是刀剑吗？
Is there anything that can separate us?
有什么事能够使我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
And Paul says, and he quotes there, "For your sake we face death all day long. We're considered sheep."
为了你的缘故，我们终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
That is, we're completely sacrificed for you, Lord.
所以我们是真正把这一切都交在您的手。
And it doesn't matter what circumstance may cross our path.
无论什么样的环境。
We are yours to dispose of as you see fit.
就是我们都是你的。
But it won't we can't be separated. We won't be separated from the love of Christ in all these troubles.
我们不可能与神的爱隔绝。
Now, most of us will never ever see persecutions like the Apostle Paul did.
也许我们一生也不能经历使徒保罗所经历的逼迫。
Our paths have not been called to those kind of dangers, those kind of challenges.
如此多的危险，如此多的挑战，保罗经历的。But
if they do, if we're called, we'll never be separated.
即使我们真的碰到了这样的环境，我们也不会与神的爱隔绝。
No, he says, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余。
Then verse 38, he caps this with this great doxology.
38节他就继续这个特别好的话语。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的
That covers everything.
这个就包含了所有的环境
That covers everything. And then he goes on in John chapter 10, he finishes. Verse 29 and verse 30. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of his hand.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I and the Father are one. And we'll pick it up again next week there and talk about that relationship a little bit and then continue to finish the chapter.
所以我们下一周呢会从这一段开始讲一点点子和父的关系，然后继续完成这第十章。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Ask the Lord for his blessings. Lord, we want to thank you again for your word. And we want to thank you again, Lord, that it's not anything to do with us, but it's thy great love that reached down from heaven. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we thank thee again that you loved us with an everlasting love, a love that will never fade, a love that will always be strong. And we thank thee, our Father, that thy beloved Son went all the way to the cross for us. And Lord, how much we have to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
We could never repay that love back to thee again, but you still love us. Mm-hmm. So our Father, we thank you for your word that tells us about this great love. And Lord, we thank you for your word that teaches us in the way that thou would have us to go. And Lord, we thank thee again for the loving kindness of all the preparations that you have made for those that belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
We thank thee, Lord, for your voice that reaches out and calls out to the sheep, and they hear your voice and they follow thee, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank thee again that they will not hear a stranger's voice. And so, our Father, we just pray that thou would part us with thy blessings, and thank you for teaching us from thy word.
Mm-hmm.
We give thee thanks and bless thee again in the Savior's precious name.
Amen. Amen.